Hello, and welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices. This is an episode that was supposed to come in after like seven others, but give people what they want. A lot of people want to know, how do you deal with a broken heart? How do you heal from a broken heart? So first thing first is, I want you guys to acknowledge that a heartbreak is a universal thing. I think in this whole entire world, 95% of the people, they've had their hearts broken somewhere, somehow. It can be through love, it can be through disappointment, it can be through the government, it can be through the society, it can be through the community. It's a shared human experience. Like, heartbreaks are just a part of who we are. And today, obviously, chapter 4, we are focusing on love matters, love issues. And I'm just going to emphasize and talk about love that way. So, the emotional part of it is painful. And trust me, it is physical as well, because as much as you feel the void, you feel the pain, you feel the separation, you feel like your world is crashing, physically, you have headaches, you feel weak, you feel insecure, you feel so many things. I don't even know what to say, but like, a heartbreak is something that I cannot explain. It's painful, but I want you to know that healing is possible. Healing is possible. So first, you need to validate the emotions that come after a heartbreak, right? For whatever reason the heartbreak or the broken heart is for. Address the emotions, sadness, anger, confusion, loneliness. There is a grieving process. It's okay to not be okay, and give yourself time. It's important to feel each and every one of those emotions. I had my first heartbreak from my first relationship when I discovered that my partner was cheating with one of our like circle of friends. It was so painful for me because everybody else knew, and I just couldn't believe it, because I thought, this guy is my guy, he's mine. I just didn't think I would be in a situation to discover that He's being with somebody else, and he's sharing what we have with somebody else. And to make matters worse, it's somebody who is close, somebody who we know. Ah, man, it broke me. It really broke me. And I feel like at that time, I didn't really process my emotions properly, but that was the end of the relationship. I then jumped straight into another relationship, and I've noticed that's kind of become my personality now. If you guys remember, beginning of chapter 4, I said I'm going to be exposing so many things. So I'm exposing myself that it is my personality. Like, if a relationship ends after like 3 days, there's a rebound. Don't ask me how. Like, how it happens, it just does. And I think it's probably because for most instances, I would be in a relationship, and then maybe there's other people trying to pursue me. So, and I will be pushing back and pushing back and pushing back. So should ever that relationship I'm in doesn't work, then I'm there like the next person, like, hey, what's up? This could be a toxic trait, but then I feel like it has helped me alleviate heartbreaks, because I've had some of the worst heartbreaks that are crippling, and I just want to keep my heart moving. Like, I don't feel like I can ever experience a heartbreak. Like, I just cannot. I'm sorry, I can't. My heart is just too fragile that I cannot afford a heartbreak. So if a relationship ends, I'm on to the next one. I'm sorry, that's just how I'm gonna do it. I can process those emotions, anger and sadness, in a day or two, but after that I'm already happy. I'm planning dates, I'm enjoying life, and I'm celebrating. So don't ask me how, but I'm just saving my little heart from breaking over and over again. I will get to a point where, for example, I feel like I'm at that point now where I am seeing somebody, and if that doesn't work how I want it to, then I'm just gonna be like my grandma who gave up on love for the rest of her life, and she's still there. She's almost in her 90s now, and she's a happy individual, and that's it. I'll just be like her. Like, the man I'm seeing right now, if it doesn't work between us, then I don't know if I would ever want to try again. This may break hearts, because I don't want to say too much, but guys, I'm just trying to save my heart from breaking again. I think I need to do part two, because I haven't even broken down some of the things and we're already at 7 minutes. Okay, let me move on to the next one. So, like I said, it's okay to not be okay, and give yourself time. Find healthy ways to express your emotions. So for me, I cry it all out. Maybe that's also how I move on quickly, because I cry it out. And I'm not this kind of person that if we break up, then you know, you were messing around and you feel like you're gonna come back and there's a chance. Once that door's closed, it's closed. Sorry, it's closed. Because I process those emotions and I allow myself to feel all of those emotions, and then I empty myself of those emotions in order to be filled with feel-good emotions. So, okay, I want to debunk some breakup myths. So, this is going to contradict what I've just said, but people are different. What works for me might not work for somebody else. So, the get over it quickly is listed as a myth, but I just spoke about my experience, which means it's not a myth. You can get over it quickly. You can. You just have to be emotionally smart, process your emotion like an engine. Move. You know, you have to just move. We move. Alright? So that's listed as myth number one. Then the second one is, there is something wrong with me. Yeah, that's definitely a myth, because there's nothing wrong with you. I mean, if a relationship ends, it's purely because of so many reasons. You guys have misunderstandings. You maybe matched at love at first sight. Remember all those instances I was explaining how people can match. But then you spend 2, 3, 4, 5 months, you see each other's true colors, and then, you know, you break up. But that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. Maybe that person wasn't the one for you. And that should be good enough for you to realize, do some self-introspection and fix yourself. If there's any other things that you feel like could be red flags within yourself, you can work on those and become a better person for your next person. The third myth is never find love again. Yeah, that's a myth. You always find love. Love is always around. You will always find love. Then you also need to focus on the reality. Yeah, you have to focus on reality. Take some time to heal. Those breakups don't define your worth. And love is possible in the future. So for those who struggle with breakups, and they've probably been suffering from one, maybe for a year or two or three, I'm gonna share some practical tips to pick up the pieces. So the first one is self-care. Oh yeah, one thing about me, guys, I practice self-care with like an overdose. Like, I don't play. You have to prioritize your sleep. You have to eat healthy. You have to exercise. Endorphins are released and they boost your mood. So that will help you pick up the pieces. I do all of that religiously and I make sure I practice self-care. It's also very good for mental health. You also need to lean on your support structure. This could be your friends, family. I have a therapist, so always, always so grateful for my therapist, Megan. She's a superstar. Also helps me just deal with things and process everything in record speed and I move on. Then another thing to help you pick up the pieces is avoid social media. If you were following each other, I don't know if you want to block each other or unfollow each other, but just do your social media cleanse, limit your contact with your ex, avoid triggers like stalking his page or her page. Then another point, two steps of picking up pieces, you need to reconnect with yourself, rediscover your hobbies, your interests and passions that you may have neglected. Start knitting, start drawing, start cooking, start baking. Do something to just put your mind on, focus on that new thing. It'll help you just change your focus. Try different activities. Do something that you've always wanted to do. Spark joy and self-discovery. And you will not know. Short space of time, you're a different person. Then another key point is from loss to growth, you need to reframe the narrative. So shift your focus from what if to what now. See that breakup as an opportunity for personal growth and personal discovery. Opportunities. See an opportunity in it. Learn from that relationship. Like, what do you need? And try and analyze how it didn't work and try and work on those things on yourself. Also embrace that independence and solo. Ooh, yesterday I was talking to myself in the shower saying that I enjoy this solo. What? I came up with this word, solosity. Or I'm enjoying this solosity, as in like solo, but like, yeah. Enjoy being independent and rediscover your individuality. Set healthy boundaries for your new relationship. Learn from your mistakes. Know your worth and what you deserve. And pave a way for your future relationship. Now, moving forward, this is very, very, very important. Also, a key mistake for most people. People move into a new relationship with baggage from the previous relationship. Forgive yourself, forgive your ex, and don't talk about them as much in your previous, in your new relationship. Whenever you're talking about the relationship, you could say example and then just it limited to two sentences. Don't talk about everything from your past relationship like that. If the new person asks way too much, then the problem is on them, because they are supposed to have an open book where you both meet and start on a clean slate. Now, if they are too deeply interested in your past and they want to dig deep and, you know, find skeletons and all those things, then already that is a red flag, because you have to be in the present. Whether you have an angelic past or you have the worst past possible, if you have redeemed yourself through self-discovery, self-forgiveness, self-love, you should be able to feel that I'm this new person and you as a new partner, you have to accept me as I am. I'm not my problems. I'm not my past. There's also a thin line. Don't get it twisted, because there is a past that cripples the future, but those kind of things, one has to decide if they want to be with you or not. So if you meet an individual that is inquisitive, give them all the information that they need. Don't hide anything. And then should they decide that they don't want to be with you, then they don't want to be with you, and it's okay. Then you will find someone that will accept you and take you just as you are. Now, moving forward in love, practice self-love, acceptance before seeking love from others. And this is exactly what I just said. Like, you have to accept yourself before seeking love from others. You have to accept what your life has been like. You have to focus on positive experiences, and you have to connect with people that bring you joy and people that support you. All right, so moving forward, take it slow. You know, learn and grow. Forgiveness and let go. Ooh, I like that. Just take it slow, man. Take time to... You have to just love yourself really deeply in order to share that love and receive it back. I am done, I think. I could say so much, but this is probably the longest episode in this whole chapter. I trust that you guys enjoy this. If you have any questions, share with me. I will be talking about... I'm not sure if I want to keep going with this deep, heavy stuff. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to talk about the journey to true love. I love the flow of this, because we're sort of like reaching a full circle where we started from love at first sight, building a strong foundation, then the body of a whole relationship, and then dealing with a broken heart. I think I need to discuss about... dealing with a broken heart. Let me surprise you with the next episode. See you over there. Have a good one. Bye.